the hell you want, not get yourself a beating. What happens here stays here, unless it's too damn funny. Our bosses, the relatives, so we can bribe them for money. You may be offended, you may even cry a tear, because you heard something your kid shouldn't hear. So kick the kids on out, or hell, let them listen in. But don't blame us when they take them away. So let the show begin.
Time for the family meeting on NWCZRadio.com.
This is Jason Curtis.
Krista Curtis.
And John Curtis.
So, well, John's sitting there
cracking up. It's only been 2 weeks. I don't think you forgot
Yeah, but John's
this.
Sitting there cracking up through the entire intro, and I'm like, it threw me off.
So during we come to the studio here, and we do sound checks, but I didn't have my headphones on during the sound check.
A great way to do a sound check, by the way.
My headphones were really loud. Well, I was just trying to make sure he could make me sound good. It takes a lot.
That's why we pay him.
And so I look at Krista, because our headphones are usually really loud. I don't know who the deaf person is in here before us. And so I picked up the controller that controls the sound on the headphones, and I'm looking at Krista, and I'm spinning this headphone back and forth, and she's just looking at me, and I grab the cable, and I just run the cable straight up to my face. Nope. I'm the only person plugged into it. I was just being being stupid.
Oh, Johnny. So you can live tweet us during the show. What's your Twitter, John?
John Curtis, 316.
Krista
Curtis 1, C-H-R-I-S-T-A, Curtis, and the number 1.
And mine is Jason Curtis 925. You can call us at 425-686-9552, and you can email us at thefamilymeeting@nwczradio.com. We're going to kick things off tonight with Nikki Lane and Sleep With a Stranger right here on The Family Meeting on nwczradio.com.
With a stranger.
welcome back to the family meeting. That was Nikki Lane with Sleep With a Stranger. Big D from True Fidelity and myself drove down to Portland Saturday night. She was opening up for Social Distortion at the Roseland Theater down there. And I had never heard her before, but I freaking fell in love with her at that show. Go pick up that album if you get a chance. It's called All or Nothing. I'm sure you can get it at your normal outlets on Amazon, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you want to go buy it.
Not the local record store?
Does that exist? There's a couple of them out there. There's still a few Silver Platters floating around.
Silver Platter, First Avenue?
Yeah, down there in Soto.
There's a weed shop on the north and south side of it.
It's kept in business by the employees, I would imagine. That's where they take their lunch breaks. So, yeah, Daryl and I drove down there, saw her. She opened up for Social D. Okay, I'm in my early 40s, starting to creep towards my mid-40s.
Oh, he's to the point where he's afraid to say his actual age.
No, so
I'm somewhere short of 50.
Yeah, somewhere. But I'm over 40, but somewhere short of 50. So I haven't been to a punk show in quite a few years. So Social D hits the stage. Lights go dark.
Jason shows up. You have a senior discount?
Yeah,
Get the fuck out of here.
I was far from being the oldest dude there. Because Social D's first album came out in like 1985. So there was a lot of guys in their late 50s, early 60s that were at that show as well. But there was a lot of kids there. The lights go out. Social D hits the stage. First note, the entire back half of the crowd, because we were like 4 feet from the stage. The entire back half of the crowd just pushes forward. Some dude hits me. I fly forward, headbutt the dude in front of me. I thought I broke my goddamn nose. I was in so much pain.
I thought you were going to say glasses and I was going to laugh.
No.
I broke my glasses. The youngest broke my glasses.
I know. So then a mosh pit opens up right next to me. So I'm like the outer wall of this mosh pit, which always seems to happen to me if I'm on the floor up close at a show. Because it's like, hey, there's a big fat fucker. Let's go ahead and open a mosh pit.
You weren't like the old ladies of the bingo parlor with me, right? There, you weren't sitting 4 feet from the stage like, everybody just calm down.
No, man.
Take a seat.
Screw that. That's what the show's for. They're there to have fun, too. So this dude just pushes
past. So you knew where you were when it started.
I knew what was going on. So this dude pushes past us, and Daryl freaks out, gets pissed off because this guy, we were there early.
I thought he wasn't going to implicate anybody.
No, I wasn't going to implicate him on some of the shit he did during what happens here. So this guy pushes past us. Daryl starts screaming at him. I looked at this dude, and I could see in his eyes, this was not a dude you wanted to mess with. This guy was just looking for a goddamn fight. So I was like, all right, whatever. He pushes the guy in front of me. That guy just turns around and cocks back like he's going to punch him. And the guy's like, kind of puts up his hands like, all right, let's go. I don't know. It happens so goddamn fast. The next thing I know, the dude that was barreling past everybody had the dude that cocked his fist back in a chokehold. They're on the ground, and this dude's just fucking punching the shit out of him.
I've heard this story 3 times, and I'm kind of lost right now.
So this dude just grabs a guy, puts him in a chokehold, drags him to the ground, starts punching the shit out of him. Everybody else around is trying to pull them apart from each other. There's guys that weren't even involved in this that are just throwing punches at people that had pissed them off earlier in the night, just like they saw their opening. And it just turned into a big freaking brawl. Security comes rolling through, just dragging people out. This woman is slapping Daryl as she's going by. I don't know what...
We call that mob mentality, Jason. That's what people do when they get in large groups.
I feel like I'm high right now. I think Jason just said more words in this opening segment than he said in like...
It's because he got really excited.
Like 5 months on this show.
That's an excited voice, people. You don't hear it very often.
Well, it's funny because we were getting the break was getting ready to start, and I reached over and I grabbed my water because I'm like, okay, this is where I backsell the song and I just sit over here and I drink while you guys talk.
Oh, I thought you were like wetting your throat like you were about to go round 12 with Mayweather. You were like, I'm about to go down on this.
I got to wet my palate so I can speak for 15 minutes. No.
Need a little more wetness.
A little more wetness. That's always the case.
Someone put some go-go juice in your water today or what? Holy shit.
I haven't had a whole lot of sleep in the last 3 days. So Daryl had bought some vinyl while we were down there, and he's like, he looks at me and he goes, if somebody breaks my vinyl, I'm going to fucking kill him. And I was like, I had never seen that side of Daryl because he's a pretty laid back dude if you're just sitting around chatting with him, but he gets worked up if shit don't go his way.
And I'll agree.
Yeah. So he finally looks at me. I mean, I was getting pushed around because of the pit next to me. He finally looks at me and goes, you want to move back? So we moved back about 4 feet. And we were on the other side of the pit at that point.
Pretty small mosh pit.
It was a pretty small mosh pit.
Like
four dudes? There was quite a few guys in there. But
you move back 4 feet and you're out of the mosh pit.
We got back about four people. and just made sure that there was a group in front of us, that they were the wall for the mosh pit, so we didn't have to deal with it anymore. And just sat back and watched the rest of the show. But we didn't get to enjoy the show until we were about four or five songs in.
How old do you have to be before you can say, these youngsters better not damage my vinyl?
Well, first of all, you have to explain to them what vinyl is.
I know, that doesn't that just sound, it just, that just sounds like, that just sounds like senior citizen discount. Like, yeah. better not damage my vinyl.
You want to go tell him that? I'm pretty sure he's around. But this actually just got me thinking, because I realized I was too old to be
at a punk show
that close.
Yeah, when you said you were 4 feet away, I was like, well, that's, I don't know if you're ready for that.
I've been to a lot of shows, and I just hadn't been to one in a quite some time where I was on the floor that close. And I mean, I knew
what... What you just described there is like, well, most people would call that a punk concert.
Show. Yeah,
I was at a concert.
I was at a punk show.
You know, isn't that like being at a Raiders game in the
I don't know. The last time I went to a Raiders game, they just beat the shit out of the Seahawks. So that was a long time ago.
So it didn't happen. Usually, fights and murderers only happen when they lose. So usually it's every Sunday.
And that actually only happens at the baseball games down in the Oakland Bay Area. And that's usually on the San Francisco side.
I was at a truck stop one time, and I didn't know where I was. I didn't even know what day it was, because I've been on the road for like 45 days. And I knew I was in California. Obviously, I wasn't that out of it.
But I hope not.
But I was right around the stadium somewhere at a truck stop, and I guess that's where all the Raiders fan like meet up to carpool in or whatever. And I was sitting there, and I just woke up, and I was getting ready to go in and get breakfast and take a piss, and I get out of my truck, and there's these guys dressed with
like
these
road warriors,
yeah, like Mad Max and shit coming at me, and I. What the hell is going on? And I got back in my truck, locked all the doors, looking around. It was a whole mob of them.
Looking for a sawed-off shotgun and his Australian Shepherd.
I was like, what in the hell is going on? I was about to leave until I saw like more Raiders gear than you would see on like a...
On Crenshaw?
Well, usually you see like if someone was dressed like an asshole like that, they'd have Raiders gear on.
Yeah.
That's a good way to say it, I think. Right. Krista doesn't make sense. So, and then I saw like more, and so I was like, okay, it's just a football game.
So you assume that if a whole bunch of assholes are dressed similarly, it's a football game.
It's generally a safe bet.
Yeah.
Like, if it's a Seahawks game, you're going to see a whole lot of face paint.
And a whole lot of blue.
You're going to see a whole lot of blue Mohawks, green Mohawks. You ain't going to see the kind of shit you see at a Raiders game.
No.
Where people are dressed up. Oh, my bad.
You're the one that always reminds us. Phone's off before the show starts.
I sure did. Oh, what? I just got the finger from Big D. He must have been listening outside. So, yeah, the Raiders game.
It's that senior special. He's coming in to collect his senior citizen discount.
And it was one of those old fingers, too, where he has all the... Not the knuckles up middle finger, but the, like all the like thumb, the thumb holding down all the other ones.
Like at this point, he doesn't have the energy to do the knuckles up part.
It was like 1972 middle finger.
Let's see you break his vinyl, John.
So, as I was saying, this whole incident got me thinking, at what point in your life did you realize that you were just too old to be doing something? Give us a call, 425-686-9552. We'd love to hear your story, hear what you got, because it's a horrible feeling when you get to that point where you realize you're just too damned old to be doing stuff that you used to think was fun.
And Krista, don't worry. I know you laughed when I called Raiders fans assholes, but there's only like 13 of them, so they're probably not listening. And Jason's one of them. So
yeah, and one
there's
of
like,
them.
There's like 12 left.
There's like a dozen of them out there. John could take them.
And most of them are in ICU from being stabbed and shit from the preseason game that we just beat them at. That's what they do to each other. They mosh pit, just like your concert.
All 13 of them?
That must be
a sad little mosh pit.
So that was, and then we went camping. We came back and we went camping after that. And I'm waiting for your, because we got there late. And I kept hearing all the shit that was going on before we got there. And I'm waiting to hear your guys' stories about camping.
I thought we were, okay, I thought that was a different segment. You got to camping the second day, third day?
We got there Sunday.
I got really drunk, so the days all blurred together. And there was an 11-year-old and a 13-year-old there, And I remember being that age camping, but I had a buddy with me, and I'm not gonna say that these kids couldn't go like too far away, like their mom wouldn't let them go like too far. I'm not saying my parents were bad parents. I'm not trying to, but like. I think me and my buddy would leave for like 4 hours.
That was also 20 years ago. A lot of things changed in the last 20 years.
Yeah, you see stuff that parents do now, and it's like, I can't believe that you're doing that. But shit was way different when we were younger.
Yeah, but it's not in the woods.
I mean, really? The woods seems like the place that would really take effect in.
I mean, me and my
That's where bodies get hidden.
Me and my buddy got chased by a bear up there, and that like registered in my mind when we were... I was with those two little boys, and I looked down. And I was like, "Oh, well, that is pretty fresh bear shit right there." And so at that point, we were playing disc golf. So there's like a big white opening, and I put the disc golf hole there. But you can't just like throw these discs at a hole in a field. You need some obstacles.
Yeah.
So I would march their little asses like way out in the woods, and then make them come back. So we did that 4 times, and they were still bored. So on the way back, I just started mom and dad's truck, not my truck, so it's okay.
You don't have a truck.
I just started like blowing donuts in this big field, and these little kids were going crazy like I would have when I was 11 or 13.
Well, like we did when our brother Gary would do shit like that with us.
Yeah. And it was so loud that they could actually hear it at the campground, the campsite where... the group that where their mother was and where my mother was also.
and oddly enough, their mother and your mother knew exactly what you were freaking doing when they heard the loud engine roar and rocks going everywhere.
And so the kids, they were like, man, could have we broke something? I was like, well, we could have flipped it and could have got. And they go, well, don't tell our mom because she'd be so mad. I go, I think she heard it. Like, I think she knows already. So that, like, tied them off. That was, like, the excitement that tied them off for the rest of the day because they weren't, we need to do something right now. We need to do something right now. They kind of just.
Well, it started off this frisbee golf thing, like, one of those, like, Shaquille O'Neal commercials. John's like, okay, around the trailer, off that tree, like, come back around the tent, make a figure eight. He was trying to get creative at the campsite before he just took the thing somewhere else.
And then me and the older one both just tagged Chris's trailer with frisbees. He hit with not frisbees, but like golf discs. Like they're really hard. Like these could break a window easy. And he just went like right to the middle of a window. And I was like, maybe we should go somewhere else.
This is going to end badly.
Not
the first time. The second time, John's like, maybe we should go somewhere else.
Well, the first time he goes, the kid actually goes, I don't think that we should throw this way. Because there's
okay,
camper
so,
there.
And so I go, the 13-year-old is the one that came up with the rational idea moving along.
So I looked at him and I was like, don't worry, I'll do it first. I won't get in trouble. And we didn't get in trouble. It was good, though, because I actually found some people on that camping trip that were like, I could talk to. They were on my level. It's hard.
You could relate to the 11-year-old? Yeah.
Well, you guys, like, I talk to you guys all the time, and you guys just don't get me. But
because we've gone through puberty.
But
we are adults.
but we were there.
We have gotten too old for that.
We were told.
Next time we go camping, I'll make sure to invite the boys.
Me and the 11.
So you have somebody to hang out with.
Me and the 11-year-old, 13-year-old were told we could not talk about football. Because we talked about football too much, I guess.
No. You were being ridiculous. Okay, so what's your top 10 players of all time at this position? What's your top 10 players all time at this position?
Yeah, what guys talk about?
What's wrong with that?
Who would you put on your dream team if you could have any player from any time ever in the history of football?
I'm still waiting for the conversation to get weird.
Yeah, I mean, that's
for
normal.
Like 24 hours straight. It was just too much. You can talk about football a little bit and then have conversations about other things.
So what'd you guys talk about when they told you you couldn't talk about football?
So everybody was cooking. Mom and dad were cooking dinner, and they were just about to serve dinner. And so I started talking about different kinds of poops you can take. And
that's what happens when you blackball football.
At that point, I would have rather heard about dirty shits than football anymore. I was tired of hearing
clean
about football.
Clean shits, dirty shits, lumpy shits, clumpy shits. We talked about poop.
You need more bran in your diet.
We talked about shit for for 30 minutes. And their mom didn't care. My mom didn't. People were eating. And we were talking about just dropping just dirty deuces everywhere.
And one of those kids mentioned Colin Kaepernick, and everybody freaked out and started screaming about, we said no football talk. And I'm like, you preferred that?
Yeah, like, so I was like, I thought that I was going to win this battle.
You had just gotten there, but we had been hearing about Colin Kaepernick for 48 hours.
I thought
I'd have banned that.
I thought I was going to talk about poop for 10 minutes, and then I was going to be able to talk about football again. But they just let it ride out. Like, they didn't care. People were eating their food. We were just talking about just the nasty, nasty turds. And the little 11-year-old, 12-year-old, obviously they could keep up.
Well, yeah.
Talking about turds.
All right.
Nobody cared.
we've got Krista's news coming up. Right after Carl Rowe and Repent with Biff Tannen on the Family Meeting on NWCZRadio.com.
Told you never to come in here and eyeball like I saw the almanac on the rack. You here to die? Beef or pork, sick of forking you, I don't hear you cry.
I'm feeling high, me and myself like my Nike's really tight. He and I jetting DeLorean, play our CD high. Give me my props or get teeny knives in your beady eyes. On a quest to get checks, ass cap and BMI. Mind fucking you ass hats, give them that BMI.
Read inside my lines, maybe they will strike a different chord. Skull and bones, design on my boots and on my hoverboard. Pull up your drawers, put up your forts and shut your doors. We don't party with the son of Marty, you a sucker for.
Fuck up the draw, fuck a score. Lauren can stick my duck, of course. Ain't gotta be a Marley to party on all her fucking floors. Chuck a deuce and roll to the club to go find me Iggy. I'm giddy to use a mouth for the only thing it's fucking good for.
Fucking whore told me to keep my meat hooks up off of her. I've always been the type to do other than what the laws prefer.
I peep in Heather Locklear's apartment with some binoculars. Get drunk and wave my gun round in public shooting at officers.
Fucking first, I'm all about that action at a loss of words. Titties falling out, they bras popping perks. My homies on cop alert, a little nervous about if my cock will work.
We Biff versus McFly before we got the nerve, Biff 10.
What kind of stupid name is that?
Must be rough being named after a complete butthead.
Oh, what's wrong, dude? You yellow? What's wrong, McFly? Chicken?
Biff Tannen.
You gutless yellow pie player? Dude it up, egg-sucking gutter trash. Biff
Tannen. Why don't you make like a tree?
And get out of here.
Get out of here.
Biff Tannen.
We could pull the wool over when you ain't looking. It took them a minute, but they got hooked on what we've been cooking. They pushing to put the rook in position, cuff them in booking.
But we took the planet in hand and shook it. We bully beats like the biblical Cain and Abel in Brooklyn with bats and bullets. Make obituaries for bogus bitches. Blackout and book it to the basement where the bakers is baking. Sit back and bump it till it's better than the best that my buddies banging their buckets.
Believe me, if you don't make like a tree and get out of here, I promise I'll pull out the gear to make you think my name is Vladimir. Ear to ear, cheesing with the peace. I leave him in peace when I hear wheezing. It's your dying father in a rocking chair.
Take you high as the rocketeer and drop you out the air through the rooftop of the stock exchange. That's what I call making it rain. I'll take the blame and run with it. Stop when I am done with it.
If some get it, then I'm ridiculously dope. My tongue's with it, not cumbersome, but dumb with it. You bums will fit perfectly as the ones to get cucumbers in the bums and have some fun with it.
I'm dead of the year, we ding dong ditch with a bag on fire with dung in it. When the cops roll up, I jump out the bush and told Bobo my son did it.
But I'm not so afraid of the cops. I'ma say what I want, never mind in the cost.
I'm a beat, I'm a boss, never taking a loss. I'm a king with a crown, take a walk with a cross.
I'm a rockin' and slamming a man if you stand in the path. I'm a wrath, I'm attacking your lack of game.
Last clip, that's it, take a hit, pass it. I'm a Biff Tannen, better learn my
Biff
name.
Well, look at what we have here. I'm gonna get that son of a bitch.
Young man, he's good.
What are you looking at, butthead?
Butthead.
Butthead. Hey, butthead.
He's a butthead.
Biff Tannen.
Mr. Loser. Loser with a capital L.
McFly, your shoes on that.
He's good.
All right, punk.
All right, punk. You're dead, you little son of a bitch.
Biff Tannen. 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 Biff Tannen.
Welcome back to the family meeting. That was Repent and Carl Rowe with Biff Tannen. That's off their new album, Martians, which they were supposed to have their CD release party a couple weeks ago, the day that we had that huge storm. And the club lost all their power, and they didn't have enough power to run the stage. When the power came back on, they were still trying to get everything up. But they're going to be playing at the Jet in Mill Creek on October 23rd.
Pick that up. I'm going to.
Yeah. Repent is freaking badass. And Carl Rowe is, not only can he rap, but his production is just freaking spot on.
And now more random crap nobody cares about. The news with Krista.
You know, there might actually be someone out there who cares about my news stories.
You should have told Dave that before he recorded those.
I had nothing to do with that. That was you.
Actually, I didn't have a whole lot to do with it. I said, here's basically what we're doing on this show. Can I get some bumpers and some sweepers and stuff? And
he listened to the show one time, and he was like, here's shit you don't need to know about. And here's John talking. You don't want to hear him either. Send your hate mail.
Okay, so our news will start out in Alaska. So we've talked about women from Alaska before. Remember that girl who punched the bear in the face to save her dog and stuff? We all agreed that the women in Alaska are kind of badass. So
I was going to say, that just sounds like, yeah. That's, when I picture a woman from Alaska.
So you told a story today, and we were like, that's a concert. And the woman punching the bear in the face, we're like, that's a Tuesday.
It's a chick from Alaska.
So this one, she got arrested. Okay, so her husband got arrested for not showing up to court after he got a DUI. Those of you in the know will understand that means he's a wanted man. So when police caught up to him at a local pawn shop, they arrested him. So the officer was distracted by somebody else that pulled up and asked him a question. So this guy's wife jumps in the driver's seat and stole the entire car that he was being held in. It didn't take long for the police to track the car down. They had it within about an hour. The couple weren't thieves, so they didn't even take the handcuffs that the guy was being held in. They took the handcuffs off him and left him in the car, and then they went into hiding. Nothing was damaged. They just left the car somewhere. So after a while, they were found hiding out, and they both got arrested. So she made bail for helping him escape, but he is still in jail for getting a DUI however long ago.
So the cops put him in their cop car, and she steals the entire cop car?
Yes. That's how the story goes.
I don't know. I would think those have like a low jack in them. Like the cops would be able to find their cars pretty damn quick.
They had to get the canine officers and stuff out there to find the car. It only took them like an hour. They didn't go very far.
In Alaska, they don't have low jacks. They got canines. They just...
Well, most of Alaska, you're not going to get
Jason,
very far.
There's no like...
There's no reception up there. Yeah.
Low jack doesn't work. Low jack only works like 1 hour a day when the satellite is over the state.
And you have to be in a big city to be able to get out of it. Most of them, you're just going to be tooling around the roads in your city there, taking laps around the Walmart or whatever.
This happens a lot where Krista will go through a news story, and like, I'll hear something, and I just won't listen to the rest of it. The whole time I was just like, what the hell do you think is in a pawn shop in Alaska? Like, I bet pawn shops in Alaska are way different than pawn shops here.
It would be so fun to just hang out in your brain for a while. Because the shit that just, like, clicks with you, like, she's...
So this happened one time. So we were coming home, really drunk. So we're in a cab. There's four of us in a cab. And we asked the cab driver to pull over to the gas station and buy us a 12-pack of beer. We were all of age. We just didn't want to buy a 12-pack of beer.
You didn't want to get out of the car.
So this guy goes in to the store to buy a 12-pack. And my buddy's like, this will be funny. Watch this. So he gets out of the cab, and he gets on the driver's side of the cab, and he starts driving the cab around to the back of the gas station so the cab driver would think it was gone. Well, the cab driver saw this happening and had a fit.
Really?
Obviously. Because he thought we were, like, he doesn't know. We could have been literally trying to drive out and steal his cab.
And those guys spend like 20 hours a day in their car.
Like, we were just trying to drive to the back of the gas station, just play a little joke. He didn't take it that way. He was like, I'm calling the cops right now.
I was going to say, how did the police take it? Did they take it as a joke as well?
The police didn't get there because we tipped him $200 to shut the fuck up and not call the cops. And he called us an asshole, and he dropped us off.
And the joke's on you because you spent an extra $200 on your cab ride.
I mean, we started off at like $50, and he's like, $50, fuck that, 9-1, we're like $100. He's like, $200, just don't call the cops. Where's the money?
So there's a lesson, kids. You can pretty much do anything you want to a cabbie for $200.
You did not hear that on this show.
As long as you can buy them off.
Uber is probably going to be closer to $5.
Uber is, if you puke in an Uber, How much do you think it costs?
$250.
You read the same article I did.
That's what it is in a cab, too.
No, a cab, like, up, like, an Uber is like $125 to $250. But a cab, like, if I puke in a cab and he's like, give me $250, I'm going to go fuck yourself. Here's $10. Because he doesn't know who I am. In an Uber,
they got
your credit card number, and they're just like, $250, enter. And that's it.
There's still a fee for puking in a cab.
Yeah, but how are they going to enforce it? That's like
a lot of people pay with cards now. They have the little card readers in the back seat of cabs. I don't know how long it's been since you took a cab.
Okay, so if I took a cab,
you swipe your card.
If I took a cab and I puked in it, I would just not swipe my card. Like,
well, I've heard too that with Uber, they're not only monitoring how well the drivers are, but they're monitoring the passengers too, their behavior.
Yeah, right? So
you get rated.
So you can give a rating of 1 to 5 stars for your driver, and he gives you 1 to 5 stars. So if you are a low star guy. And you call an Uber, everybody will just be like, nah, not going to pick that up. Yes.
You'll get the low star Uber guy.
I tip $5 every Uber, so I get picked up right away. Instantly.
That's in their database, probably. Yeah.
I'm sure
tips well.
Yeah, I'm sure there are $5 and he tips because Uber's like, oh, you don't have to tip. But that doesn't mean that you...
But if you want to get picked up again, you will tip. So back to your pawn shops in Alaska. I'm picturing like pelts.
Moose heads. Yeah, like
like moose heads.
I guarantee there ain't no fucking pull out car stereos in there. Like there's there might be boom boxes with bungee cords on them that you can put in the back seat.
The hottest new cassette deck.
A lot of rifles. Probably some 8-tracks.
I think you might be wrong on the rifles because I don't think anybody in Alaska is like, oh, I don't need this rifle.
Well, I need this meth more than this rifle. I think that happens a lot in Alaska.
It's not Spanaway. It's Alaska.
What else would you find in a pawn shop in Alaska? What you think would you find in a pawn shop in Alaska? Go ahead and...
Chainsaws.
Chainsaws?
That's a good
chainsaws.
One.
Chainsaws.
That's...
Broken chainsaws, probably.
Splitting malls.
Go ahead and post to the Family Meeting Facebook page what you think you would find in a pawn shop in Alaska. Whoever we think's the funniest will give you a free CD.
Yep.
Okay, so our next
news Big Mike's picking.
And that's from millions of choices.
I just said a CD. We'll give you a CD. I mean, we will. That's,
it might not be anything.
I guarantee it.
It might be blank, but yeah, it'll be a CD.
It'll be a CDR, and there won't be shit on it, but you'll get something.
If there's nothing, if at the least, there will be me singing you a personal song on your CD.
John, don't Damn. Promise things you aren't going to deliver on.
I'll deliver on that if I...
He said at the least.
At the least. So that means you'll get a real CD.
That's I'm expecting the switchboard to light up now.
So back to the news. speaking of drugs and meth heads, some people might be confused about all the new laws on drugs. This guy in Maine might be one of them. He was seen by an officer pulling over on the freeway and then pulling out in front of a semi-truck. There was a... slow pursuit, so a low speed pursuit.
OJ pursuit.
That's, yeah, I pictured OJ Simpson style. And then the guy crashed into a guardrail before driving into a ditch. So the officer was right behind him, obviously, because this guy wasn't going fast enough to get away. And so as soon as he drove into the ditch, he reached over to the passenger seat and started huffing a can of keyboard cleaner. Those little spray can things?
Like the air?
Yes. So he was arrested for driving under the influence of drugs, and he's currently being held on bail.
Air is a drug? I guess a Freon in there or whatever the hell it is.
Well, it's an aerosol can.
Aerosol, yeah. Freon. That'd be, wow. Yeah, I meant aerosol.
Those cans get really cold.
I can't remember what that's called.
Huffing?
No. Today, I was painting, and not like finger painting, but I was painting at work, and I was like, I might... fail a drug test right now if I got, because like this area that I'm in is toxic. It was, the fumes were intense.
The gas from those cans can lead to feelings of intoxication. This is from an article. That can lead to dizziness, headaches, limb spasms, and hallucinations in the short term.
Shit, where do I sign up?
Long-term use can lead to kidney or liver damage, brain damage, or death.
So
and you could get instant frostbite, because I don't know. I know John's held these cans before, but they get really cold.
Yeah.
The next article is actually this lady that was huffing these cans of stuff in Walmart, and her whole face is all jacked up. It's all red, and there's like open scabs and stuff on one side. It's ugly looking.
Is it crocodile? Cans of crocodile.
Cans of crocodile. I saw cops one time, and this guy had like a his whole face was a like glimmering chrome paint, and they were like, "Why are you huffing?" He's like, "I'm not. I don't know what you're talking about." Like his whole face, his whole face is chrome. Like, I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. That wasn't me. That ain't mine. This on my cheek, it ain't mine. Oh, someone put it there.
Some asshole ran by and just spray painted me and just kept on going.
We were watching Cops the other day, and this guy, the cops pulled his wallet out. They were looking in his wallet. Underneath his social security card in his wallet, there was a bag of dope. And he was like, "That ain't mine." And the cop was like, "You mean this bag of meth under your social security card inside of your wallet in your back pocket? A magician put that there?" Like, you got framed by a magician is what you're saying.
I was hanging out with Penn and Teller, and the next thing I knew, I had a bag of dope in my wallet.
Under my Social Security card.
Under my Social
inside
Security.
My wallet.
All right. You got more news?
I got one more.
Okay.
Interesting little tidbit. If you've ever thought to yourself that your food tasted just a little too fresh, then this cafe could be for you. The women who run this cafe in Liverpool, England, make food entirely out of leftover food scraps. They both used to be waitresses, and since you're basically eating garbage, there's no rates for the meals. You just pay what you want. They said they're trying to do something for the community as well as the environment. So this place is supposed to be like a little social gathering place where people get together and eat garbage food.
So there used to be a, it was only on like two episodes, I believe, and it was a cooking show. They took these chefs, and they made them go in the alleys and pull food out of dumpsters.
I saw it on Extreme Cheapskates, but that wasn't a chef show.
And they would have them make a meal out of it and then serve it to people and see who could come up with the best meal.
There's one with meat on it.
Yeah, they were like, "I can't find a protein. I need to find a protein." And they were finding all kinds of noodles and leafy things, leaf-like food products.
Furries.
Like lettuce.
Well, you don't know what it is. I mean, it's just leaf-like. It could be spinach, could be lettuce, could be kale, could be... that's all the leaf-like things I know, actually.
I can guarantee you a lot of kale gets thrown away.
Is that a joke? I don't know.
Kale tastes horrible. If that shit was on my plate, it'd be going in the garbage every time.
I had a pretty tasty kale salad on an Alaska Airlines flight. I fly Alaska #. It was a kale salad. It had little bacon bits on it. It was delicious. Cranberries.
Is that it for your news?
That's it for news today.
All right. We're going to get back into the music with These Young Fools and A Nice Place to Visit on The Family Meeting on NWCZRadio.com. Welcome back to the family meeting. That was These Young Fools and A Nice Place to Visit.
So I was listening to a radio show that I listen to just sometimes. Usually I listen to podcasts in my semi-truck, but today I listened to this local sports talk radio show. There's one black guy, one white guy on the show, and they have a segment called Confessions where they can say whatever they want. Usually it's sports talk where the guy's like, I really like Ben Roethlisberger, and nobody can bitch at him because it's a safe place. And so you get all that out, even though he would get murdered if he said that on the air. The safe place.
I'm trying to think of what it would be like if we had a safe room on this show. What kind of confessions? What doesn't already come out?
I'm holding back a lot of confessions. I would need immunity.
You have no idea how many times I'll meet people that listen to the show and I have to explain to them that he is holding back. He's only showing one part of himself.
Jason and Krista and Big Mike can see my face when Jason's talking. I'm like, God, I want to say something. I'm like, nah.
But then we all know that if we wait like 15 seconds, it'll be gone anyway.
So yeah, it comes and goes.
He'll sneeze and his brain's like an Etch-A-Sketch.
I'm like Ted Second Ted on 50 First Dates or whatever they go. So anyway, so black guy, white guy, and the black guy goes, when I was a kid, I used to knock on people's doors and then run away. And the white guy on the show goes, oh, you mean, and my jaw dropped, and I stared at the radio, and I was like, I was watching someone just commit career radio suicide. Like, it was over.
Especially on a sports show.
It was done. And he said, ding dong ditch. And I was like, oh, like he just pulled the gun out of his mouth. Like, I thought it was over. And then he described, he said that was the only way you could say that.
That's the only name for it when your parents were around.
There's no other name. Yeah. There's no other name for that. But it was one of those moments in life where like time slows. Like he said, oh, you mean, and it was like, no, is he going to say it? And I was just watching the radio. I don't even know. I was driving down the road.
I was going to say, weren't you like in traffic or something?
I was, but I was looking straight at the radio like it was a TV. Like I wanted, I wanted it to happen so bad.
Like the guy was going to reach out and just flick your nose and go, not going to say it.
Yeah, I was like, I just wanted. Like,
gotcha.
I wanted to hear it. I wanted the chaos to. But it did ding dong ditch. That
would have been the first time a terrestrial radio station in Seattle just went black. At that exact moment, just silence for.
Yeah. I mean, it was, I thought it was.
Come back with two new hosts.
It's instantly.
Like they just got interns waiting in the wings to come out. He said something he shouldn't have said.
We apologize for the last 10 seconds of the radio program. We are going to continue with, blah blah blah.
I've never heard anything on the radio that was that
stopped you like,
yeah,
that.
That has just made me stop. Well, except for this show.
I think. See, when it happened, it sounded like it was fresh. Like it was like they were just off the cuff, just talking.
Like it wasn't scripted.
It wasn't scripted, but he paused, right? Like he gave like a half second pause. Like, it wasn't just flowing. He said, oh, you mean, like, ding dong. And then so it gave him, like he knew what he was doing.
Right? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was reeling you in for those 30 seconds that he was just letting it hang there.
Yeah.
And it worked. Look, you've been reflecting on it all day.
I was so close.
I was so close to seeing somebody just ruin their entire career.
It was there. Didn't happen.
All right, we're gonna get back into the music with Fox Throat and Unplugged Heart right here on the family meeting on nwczradio.com.
I wanna move all the girls from the dance floor. I wanna dance alone. Don't wanna pay for the complications. I wanna save myself. Too much education. My mind is not my own. My heart is broken, my body is shaking, but I'm not alone.
from your heart and I stole it. My power will just break down.
Welcome back to the family meeting. That was Fox Throat with Unplugged Heart. And John brought us back early.
Well, we were trying to figure something out, and you had your headphones on, and I was seriously screaming. I was like, Jason!
I was into Jason! The song. I was digging the song. And I can't hear shit anyways. I'm deaf.
Yeah,
so I wanted to mention that tonight at 8 o'clock is the final episode of the Northwest Metal Zone.
Welcome to the live broadcast.
Yes, this is the kind of things that happens when you goes live. Tonight is the final broadcast or the final episode of the Northwest Metal Zone. It's episode 200. Chance is pulling the plug, so we're reminiscing about the show from 8 to 10 and playing some great freaking music. So make sure you tune in and check that out. That's from 8 to 10 tonight right here on nwczradio.com. And the music's very doomy and gloomy, and it'll make you want to slit your throat. But hey, that's what metal does. So have fun.
Please do not
put all the sharp objects away before
you slit your throat tonight.
Make it till at least 10:01, and just enjoy the show.
Because that way you can't blame it on us.
Yes, exactly. Then it's Razor Tongue's fault.
It's not us. Jason's the one that said that shit.
We're all looking at each other like, where do we go from here?
Well, I was actually thinking, I just read an article or something about, I can't think of the band. But
about metal music killing people?
Well, these two kids committed suicide together, and their parents tried to sue a band.
Again?
Because they said that.
That's happened.
Was that 50 years ago?
I don't know. Well, no, it's happened several times. And as a matter of fact, it was just the anniversary of that happening with Judas Priest.
Okay, so that's Judas. That's what it was.
I think it was the 25th anniversary of that. Big Mike would know that. I want to say it's the 25th anniversary.
I think it was, actually.
So these kids killed themselves.
The second kid was ballsy. Because like once the first kid did it, like the second kid could have just been like, nah.
You win.
That wasn't what I thought was going to happen.
Yeah, well, if you're the only person alive in a room where somebody is dead, you're probably going to get blamed for it.
Yeah, there's only two ways that's really going to end.
And I mean, maybe sometimes it's going to be true, but a lot of the time when you're like, no, they did it themselves, people are going to be like, yeah, sure yeah, they sure. did. We've heard that before, kid.
Speaking of killers.
Speaking of killers.
You had asked a question.
Good segue.
Have you seen the previews for that movie with the... Who's in it? Is it Michael Cera in it?
No, it's not Michael Cera. It's Jesse Eisenberg.
I think that's just Michael Cera in different clothes.
He's collecting two paychecks.
Yeah, he's a double agent. That's Michael
actually
Cera
in the movie
playing,
he is.
That's Michael Cera playing Michael Cera as
Jesse Eisenberg.
As Jesse Eisenberg.
And it's got John's favorite actress in it, Kristen Stewart, because he's a huge fan of the Twilight series.
Was she the one in Zombieland actually, with him?
No, but she was in Adventureland with him.
Actually, Dakota Styles is my favorite actress. But go on.
I don't know who that is. I'm probably better off not knowing who that is.
I'm sure if you go to Pornhub, you can find her real quick.
That's not a site that I frequent. I leave that to you, too.
Jason, it's art, okay?
Hey, all I'm saying
is... Oh, is it tasteful, John? Is that what makes it art?
I'm just going to say all you have to do is type P on my phone and Pornhub is the first thing that pops up. But that's another story altogether.
I think we should play a game where we tweet out.
Word?
You have three options. You pull your phone up and my phone gives me three options of words. And if I hit the first one, it'll give me three more options. And I try and make a sentence out of it because these are the most words you use. That's what your phone's trying to give you.
Mine would be X-rated.
Well... Yeah, so mine would be like gibberish and X-rated because it's like me speaking at like 3 in the morning.
So like, it would actually be like having a conversation with John is what it would be.
Pretty much.
So I can't remember what the name of that movie is, but it looked amusing. But
yeah,
it doesn't
look like you're going to watch it for the plot twist.
Yeah, but
it looks like it might be amusing.
At the same time, I was like, I'll wait till it comes out on Netflix.
But I also want to go see The Visit, so I guess you can't take... what I want to
see. Oh, I was actually going to say, like, it's not an M. Night Shyamalan movie? And then she said The Visit, which is.
The twist at the end is that the movie might be good.
I think we know the twist at the end. It's like Paranormal Activity. The grandparents are possessed. Spoiler alert, I saw the trailer.
I don't think that's a twist, John. You know that's the beginning of the parents.
You
the
just ruined are. M. Night Shyamalan's new movie. Which he ruined by putting his name on it.
What was the last good one that he did?
I'm going to say the first...
I thought The Village was good.
Okay,
Leonardo DiCaprio movie about the island.
Shutter Island? Was that M. Night Shyamalan?
I'm pretty sure. It seemed like that at the end.
It did. But that was a good movie. His movies are excellent for me up until like the last 5 minutes, almost every single time.
Well, then you should just leave early. You got nothing to bitch about.
Even The Village was a little... Yeah, for me.
It got hokey at the end, but it was a good movie, though.
Yeah. When you thought there was actual monsters killing little babies, that's what I was.
I thought Signs was good up until the very end, too. John, how can people find out more about you?
Your local police report. You can
the
check
post office?
Yeah, you can check your police report for my name. You can follow me on Twitter at JohnCurtis316.
I'm on Twitter at KristaCurtis1. I already spelled it.
And mine is JasonCurtis925. You can also email us at thefamilymeeting@nwczradio.com.
Follow us on Facebook.
Yeah, like us on Facebook because we're paid by the like. And we're not making shit right now.
10 cents a like.
Jason gets the money.
And I need some Mad Dog 2020. So.
All right, we're going to close out tonight with the Pinstripe Pigeon Band and No Enemies right here on The Family Meeting. Talk to you next week.
To keep these things together, and if I'm understanding, you will make me too demanding. My only recourse is the light of ever after, and in the light of day, I will make a getaway. Mommy, if I'm wrong, I wanna know. No enemies, all sound asleep, I thought. No enemies, all sound asleep, I thought. linger. And if I fail to mention who is with the best intention, no animal can see the skyline is a prison. No man been chained to me. No excuse or listening.